Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's time for your 7:40 question of the morning. We're talking about, have y'all seen this thing called Momo?
Let's talk about who? What? Let's talk about. Let's talk about who? What? Let's talk about.
Yep, the Let's Talk About a question of the day is being brought to you by Electric Avenue.
Yep.
2125 North Davidson Street in NoDa, Charlotte. Go see the professor.
Who?
Professor at Electric Avenue for all your CBD needs.
All right, parents, we definitely want you to listen up to this one. It's very, very important. It is called the Momo Game or the Momo Challenge. It actually gained a little bit of buzz last summer. It's with children and teens. Mm. What it is, it's this challenge that's working through the WhatsApp. So WhatsApp. It encourages kids to do these tasks. This little doll, this creepy little doll, encourages them to do these tasks, and they include self-harm. And Momo even insists that the participants provide photographic evidence that they have completed these tasks in order to continue the game. Ultimately, the game ends with Momo telling the participants to kill themselves and record it for social media. Here's where it's coming in. WhatsApp is a very, very popular app.
Definitely is.
Very popular app. So it's being...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Put out there to kids through that app, but also what they have done is they've bought advertising on things like YouTube. So as your kids are watching like the Bubble Guppies, a Peppa Pig, this ad is popping up while your kids are watching their cartoons. So encouraging them to commit suicide. So you really, really have to monitor exactly what your kids are watching. And you know, you can sit down and give your kids an iPad and put on a cartoon for them, and they begin watching, and you go on to do something else. And in the middle of them watching the cartoons, ads will pop up. And this is one of the ads that is popping up on YouTube. So you got to really watch that, and you also got to find out about WhatsApp. Now, Burpee, you said that your child knows about this. How did you say it?
Right. My son out in Seattle, I talked to him yesterday. And he shut up, sorry. And he told me, he said, my mama showed me Momo just out of the blue. And I was like, what? I said, showed it to you. Why did she show it to you?
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, talking about it is different, but I don't think she should have shown it to him. Because now I think that'll engage his interest because he's seen it. But if she tells him about it, to me, I mean, it might be a little old school, but I think your fear tactics work.
Yeah.
If you tell them about it and kind of scare them a little bit, if you see it and they acting like kids and they doing things that kids do, then he's going to be inclined to engage in it.
Yeah, you know, what I was telling you was kids just have access to so much.
Mm-hmm. They do.
So even if you tell them about it, they have access to be able to go and see it, which is why I would encourage parents to do what his mother did, which would be to show it and have that conversation with them so that they aren't going in.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Seeing it and engaging in the conversation with kids that really can't have a good, healthy conversation around it. Now, there are reports of kids that have seen this doll, this Momo doll, and they are now having nightmares and things like that. There was even a report, I was talking to Loren about it, where a child was having nightmares and the parents didn't know what was going on while the child was so freaked out. They took him to a doctor and found out that the kid had seen the Momo doll, and that's why the kid was having the than the nightmares.
Well, you don't want to to watch it and not know or mm-hmm. be ignorant to what it is, because right. especially a child at a certain age may actually do what this doll is telling mm-hmm. them, because they believe in cartoons and stuff like that. So I definitely think you should be open to having this conversation with your child. If you've seen it or you want to have this conversation with your child, hit us on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. Or you don't think you should show it to your child, 704-227-8780. Leave your comments on there. So let's talk about a question of the morning, man. It's Pot out of here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.